Hey folks, Tim Miller here. You know, oftentimes I'm talking about bad things that have happened, but what if we could stop those bad things from happening?
This morning, this one comes to us from Portland. Tense moments a Portland high school football coach disarmed a student roaming the campus with a loaded shotgun. The powerful surveillance footage obtained by ABC station K2 shows Coach Keenan Lowe first tossing the gun's clip into the hallway, then walking out of the classroom, one hand on the gun, the other on the student. Lowe handing that shotgun off and hugging the 18-year-old. You see Lowe talking with Angel Granados Diaz as he slowly backs them away from the classroom. Students then running out, Lowe holding Granados Diaz until police.
You know, folks, I don't know how else to describe it other than Coach Rowe is a hero. Let me tell you, folks, he demonstrates to me what it looks like to operate under extreme pressure with confidence, calmness, and effectiveness. And if you think about what's going on here, pause, think with me. This is an active shooter getting ready to shoot. Black trench coat, shotgun roaming the halls. Oh, but then Coach Rose. Now, does Coach Rowe do what many would do? Does he giddy up and get out? Does he begin to try to take cover, notify the police? No, Coach Rowe does something very different. I want to highlight this. Coach Rowe has already thought through mentally what his plan is. Folks, you hear me say it so many times on this channel. 90%, 90 of the skills you need in an actual crisis are mental. Well, Coach Rowe shows us that. Coach Rowe's a distance from the shooter. It would have been easy for the shooter to come up with that shotgun and end Coach Rowe's life. But Coach Rowe wisely approaches the shooter and begins something that many people don't think is very effective, and that's called dialogue, and it's also called de-escalation. And let me say this, we train de-escalation. I'm big on de-escalation, but the foundation for de-escalation is genuine concern, trust, and care for those that you are trying to de-escalate. Now, by trust, I don't mean that you just run up to them. I mean that you have a faith that you, through your de-escalation efforts, can make a difference, and you authentically want that to happen. And so notice what Coach Rowe does. He goes right up to him. He begins the dialogue. I don't know where the video picked up. I would suspect that it didn't happen like that. Usually it takes much more time. I've been in a hostage situation with a person that had a knife to a lady. And, you know, I was the only one there at the time. And it took a couple hours to get him to lay that knife down. So my point is, it can take time to establish that connection. But I was really impressed by Coach Rowe, and this is a couple years old, but I was really impressed by his tactical awareness while he's in the middle of a very intense mental exercise. And if you think about it real carefully, Coach Rowe did what we would hope would be done. He saved the life not only of the students in the building, but he saved the life of the shooter so that he could get the help that he desperately needed. But think about what he did, and let's walk through this very carefully, because Coach Rowe shows us some things that we all can learn from, and that's
this morning, new that you gotta
pay attention during the entire event. So as you watch what he does, he immediately takes the magazine away, he takes the weapon away, and he's trying to hand it to a teacher who does nothing but run, even when he sees the gun is in the coach's hands. So eventually the teacher comes back, he hands the weapon off, but notice what he does now. He doesn't assume that the shooter's all fixed. He assumes that he needs right then and there to be held so that he doesn't go on shift modes to hurt others. And folks, that's a really important point, because you can be in the middle of something, and if a person's struggling from mental illness, they can suddenly shift gears and be back in the attack mode. Coach Rowe is very aware of that. So he tactically takes control of the student. He holds him close. Obviously, Coach Rowe's in shape. You can look at it and see that. And Coach Rowe then begins to whisper things in his ear. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Based on the potential shooter's reaction, Coach Rowe encouraged him in his ear to let go of the hatred, let go of the things. If he was struggling with mental illness, to stop letting those voices talk to him. So all in all, he handled it with incredible composure and dignity. And folks, that's what I want to say to all of us. You know, oftentimes we see a crisis and the fight, flight, or freeze. We train that all over the country, kicks in, and now, you know, you're in one mindset or the other. But I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Rowe, because he was able to master the most important tool that you need in a crisis, and that's right here. And I think I've shared with many of you the research that I learned while at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, that about 90% of the skills that you need in the middle of a crisis are right here. Training your mind, being situationally aware, watching, reading, body language, listening careful for words or indicators. Those are all right here, folks. So I hope it's helpful to look at this, get some good news, because at the end of the day, I would want my kids being coached by Coach Rowe, because he certainly stepped up. He demonstrated that he was a man of absolute courage, which though it's kind of hard to find nowadays. He was willing to put himself in harm's way. He was a man of intelligence and mental preparedness. You don't step in and do what he's done had you not thought through those kinds of things prior. And then finally, he was a man of skill, because he was able to de-escalate in a way that brought it down when it could have easily went way up. So folks, I hope this is helpful to you. Please, we're trying to get the word out, how to help folks in troubling times, times that are getting harder. And so would you do me a favor? Would you like, share, subscribe, comment? By the way, I've gotten some great comments from some great people, and I appreciate it very much, because at the end of the day, I hope everybody begins to prepare, not through the lens of fear, but through the lens of wisdom. Prepare with skill. Remember, in the middle of a crisis, you've got to have skills. Knowing them from here doesn't help you do them from here. So I hope it's helpful. Hope and pray you guys are staying safe out there. Look forward to our next time. And win for Coach Rowe, win for the school, win for all of us. Stay safe, my friends.